Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Dave Washburn, and he's the Communications Director at Operation Bass. And Dave, welcome to the program.
Terry, it's great to be on the program. Always good to talk to you.
Well, you and I've got a storied past. We've talked several times on here, and you know, I guess you kind of came in down to Gilbertsville a little bit later after I left BFL down there. I haven't fished for a while. Love Kentucky Lake, love fishing the LBL division, and you've come in, and now you've got an organization that just continues to grow.
Yeah, we're doing bigger and better things every year. It's just amazing, the sport overall, how it's grown.
Well, you know, I guess one of the things is that you know, you kind of grew out of the area that I'm from in Bloomington, Illinois. Mike Whitaker was a guy that came out with the Red Man Tournament Trail, and you know, that went real, real well for a lot of years. And then all of a sudden, there's a guy by the name of Irwin Jacobs, and he steps in the middle of this thing, and, oh, man, what else can happen now that Irwin Jacobs has got it? The money's starting to roll in.
Yeah, it seems like the sky's the limit now that Irwin's in the game. You know, it's interesting. You know, Mike founded the company back in 79, started out as the Red Man Tournament Trail. We introduced the All-American, $100,000 payout. Man, that was huge. And now next year in the FLW Tour, the Jacobs Cup, our championship, $500,000 is going to go to the winner. It's just incredible.
Well, you start thinking about $100,000 for one tournament. You know, you start going, man, I can make a living doing this. And a lot of guys started a career basically, you know, using that to springboard them into the professional ranks. I can think of Shaw Grigsby, Rick Klun, a lot of the big name pros that we've heard about have all won the All-American. You know, Jeff Coble recently won it twice. He's a pro now. And, you know, that is a springboard and has been for a lot of pros from years past.
That's right. You know, Clark Winland, David Fritz, they all fish the, of course, it's the BFL now, but they all got their start back in the old Redman Tournament Trail.
Well, as we look at the way this thing's growing and the sport of bass fishing continues to grow, and I think a lot of times a lot of people use the model of NASCAR, some people use the model of golf, but really I think bass fishing has got its own model, and if you look at what's going on, you know, our sport is a pretty strong sport the way it is with over 60 million participants.
That's right, and, you know, getting stronger every day. More and more companies are recognizing the potential to reach those 60 million participants. And that's great for everyone that's involved with it, all the anglers, more money in the sport. You know, there's you can't say enough about it.
Well, Dave, you know, your job is the communications director for Operation Bass, and, you know, you've got a couple of publications you're involved with. You do all the press releases. You write stories. You know, what are some of the other jobs that you have to do there at Operation Bass?
Well, I handle all the communications around our tournaments, all the public relations, our news releases. Hopefully I get the news out so all the fans out there can read about it or listen about it, whatever the case may be. And then, of course, we do our magazine, FLW Outdoors, which you mentioned. That's a bi-monthly publication, and we've got distribution now in over 1,000 Walmart stores.
Well, you start thinking about the size of the magazine. The magazine started out, it was a relatively small magazine. Now this thing is cover to cover, great photography and excellent writers as well.
Well, we're real proud of the magazine. We try to improve that every year, and we think we've made great strides over the years in really putting out a first-class magazine. And, you know, we want everyone to look at that publication as the ultimate source for knowledge that they need to know to become better fishermen and to keep up with what's going on in the tournament trails.
Well, it's amazing. You know, you guys were kind of the people up front that said, hey, you got the BFL, and if you do well in the BFL, you can qualify for the Everstarts. Then if you do real well in the Everstarts, you qualify for the FLW. So really, if you look back at the way you guys have started this organization, you're bringing people along sort of the minor leagues of fishing, maybe, bringing them into the big major leagues with the FLW Championship and the Tour.
Yeah, that was kind of our whole goal. That was one of the things we thought that the sport was missing, you know, a qualifying series. Or a way to advance to the top ranks. In the past, it's always been if you had the money, you could compete. Now you have to qualify to make it there.
Well, you know, Operation Bass has been around for a long, long time, and as we look at what's going on, you know, the television venue just keeps getting better. There's all kinds of things. The money keeps getting better. One thing that I have to mention, non-endemic sponsorship, there's nobody in the sport of bass fishing that does a better job than Operation Bass.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we've got some great companies that have come aboard. Most recently, we've added Banana Boat to the lineup. They're going to have a fishing team out there. And that's another thing to think about. A lot of these companies are forming their own fishing teams, five, six anglers that are out there competing all across the country. And they're really seeing the value that the sport can bring to people.
Well,
we've got, in the coming weeks, we'll have some more sponsors to announce, too.
Well, let's talk about, if we can, what those teams are about. You know, they've got a NASCAR feel. They look like a NASCAR team. But yet they're able to compete as a team somewhat, right?
Well, in a way, I guess. Of course, they're all out there in some cases, competing against each other, ultimately one person's going to win the tournament. But, you know, there's a little bit of bragging rights amongst the team members, and, of course, I'm sure they help each other out in planning for the events and getting ready for each tournament. But when it comes down to it, only one guy's going to walk away with a big check.
Well, I like the idea because, you know, I like the Kellogg's boat. These guys from, you know, from Kellogg's are saying, hey, the Kellogg's guys had three guys in the top 10. Or, you know, I hear these guys talking as we do these shows across the country. It's amazing to start, you know, you start thinking about this, the affinity that you have with just the companies as well and the brands.
That's right. That's another part that we're proud of in the sport to bring more fan interest, give people something to talk about, give them something to root for so they can root for the Kellogg's team or the you know, the Energizer team or anything like that. Just like in our championship this year, we had a unique format there, you know, where it was head-to-head competition. Really generate some conversation.
Well, let's talk about that format, FLW Championship, first time ever, kind of like an NCAA basketball tournament. You guys went at it head-to-head, and really it wasn't like any other tournament that we've ever seen before.
No, it was totally unique, the first time that's been done, and really it was quite well-received. Some people had their doubts going into the event. Some people might have had their doubts coming out of the event, depending on where they finished. But ultimately, it accomplished everything we wanted it to. The best guy won, the most weight won, and it created rivalries. It created something for people to talk about, created a buzz.
Well, talk about those two guys, John Sappington and Gerald Swindle. They went right down to the wire, and what, 3 ounces separated them?
It wasn't some great drama. Two guys, head-to-head, separated by just a few ounces for $260,000. It was pretty high drama there on the stage, and I think everyone was pretty spellbound by that.
Well, let's talk about something new. Is there anything else on the horizon, maybe for Operation Bash, you can let out of the bag a little bit?
Well, of course, I mentioned the Jacobs Cup next year. That's a great thing for the sport. $500,000 going to the winner. That's the first time that's ever been done. And a $1.5 million purse. We've got more sponsors coming on the trail. Our total payout next year is going to be $5.76 million on the FLW Tour. And, of course, three of those events are over $1 million. Just a lot of good things. More sponsors coming on. You're going to see some growth, I think, in some of our other tours. And just going to be a great season next year.
Well, it really starts in January or around January into December somewhere in that time frame. And, man, oh, man, you talk about if you want to fish a couple of trails, you want to fish FLW Tour and you want to fish the Bass Tour, you're going to be a busy guy.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be busy next year. You know, it's going to be a good season for everyone.
Well, you know, Dave, one of the neat things here at Bass Fan Radio is we're going to follow the FLW trail. We follow you guys throughout the year. We're now covering the other trails as well with Everstarts and the BFLs as they're newsworthy. And it's a great opportunity for folks at all levels to participate in this wonderful sport we like.
Yeah, that's a great thing about the sport. You know, there's a level of competition for everybody. If you have a boat and you want to fish as a pro or a boater, you know, you can do that. You know, if that's not your style, if you want to learn a little bit, you can fish from the back of the boat. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities at every level, and that's one of the great things that we all love about fishing.
Well, I guess I got to ask you, you know, you and I have been talking here for about 8 or 9 minutes, and I got to ask you, when do you get to go fishing, or do you get to go fishing?
I always tell people it's like being stranded on the ocean, you know. You're surrounded by water and nothing to drink. I'm surrounded by fishing. I never have time to go.
Well, you keep the media stuff going. It probably keeps you pretty busy.
Yeah, we stay pretty busy. Of course, we have over 170 events that we run a year, and there's media relations to be handled around every single one of those events. We don't have a real huge department, so the people we do have working on it stay pretty busy.
Well, you moved from Gilbertsville. You're now out in Benton, Kentucky. That's kind of a different venue for you.
Yeah, we're building a new office building. We're all excited about that, getting ready to hopefully move into that shortly. Again, it's part of the growth. We ran out of space. We were bursting at the seams in our old facility. So this new building, we hope, will accommodate us for quite a few years.
Well, David, as usual, thanks for being with us, and I'm looking for great things from the Operation Bass folks and the FLW Tour, the Everstart Tour, and also all the BFL events across the country. You guys just continue to impress.
I appreciate it, Terry. We hope to keep doing good things for people.
This is Bass Fan Radio, and I'm Terry Brown.